Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of his imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, this week on our study of God's Word, we'll see how the Lord saved the lives of 8 people during the worldwide flood 4,500 years ago, a flood that was judgment on humankind for fornication, evil angels having sexual relations with human women. This was Satan's subtle strategy for keeping a Messiah from coming to earth. Please take your Bibles and let's go to Genesis chapter 6.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's see what the Word says. Chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, let me define that phrase, sons of God. It's defined over in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 7, as an angel. It's defined in Job chapters 1 and 2 as angels. The Son of God here is an angel, not the son of Seth, the Son of God, an angel, to be consistent with your hermeneutic, okay? That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that's flesh women, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose, given unto marriage. That's what Jesus said, Matthew 24, Luke 17. Skip over here to verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men and were of old men of renown. Satan's malicious contamination was that he would contaminate the bloodline. So a pure virgin woman could not bring forth the Messiah. And so he sent his angels to have sexual relationship with women. If you've read the book of Genesis, chapter 18, Jesus Christ appears to Abraham in a pre-incarnate appearance, spends time with him. There's a couple of angels with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ goes back to heaven. Those two angels go over to Sodom. When they walk into Sodom, as they walk into Sodom, out comes Lot and say, "Hey, you men, come here with me. Come to my house. I want to wash your feet." That's a Middle East tradition. "Come here. Come into my home. I'll wash your feet, and my wife will fix us a delicious meal." Those were angels, and the text called them men, angels in the forms of men. Those were two men who came, went into the house of Lot, had their feet washed, had a meal, and those Sodomites in Sodom came and said, "Hey, can those two men come out? We want to deal with them sexually." Those were men, and angels in the forms of men who ate food, who appropriated a capability of being honored by their feet being washed. Don't you remember what Jesus Christ said to the lady who had 7 husbands? And one of the disciples said, "Well, which one's going to be our husband in heaven?" And Jesus said to her and the disciples, "There's not going to be a relationship between husband and wife in heaven. They'll be like the angels in heaven." Yeah, I remember that statement. But what does that have to do with what I'm talking about? He's talking about in heaven. I'm talking about on earth. You don't use that text to prove that a man and a woman can't have a sexual relationship on earth, do you? Just in heaven. So why say the angels can't have a sexual relationship on earth? So don't use that text. Well, God put them in prison. 200 million of them in prison for having sex with women. Where do you get that from? 2 Peter chapter 2. Go back to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2:4. "For God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them into hell, the abyss, the bottomless pit, the Tartarus," which is the Greek here, "the Tartarus. And he delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And he spared not the old world, but saved Noah and the 8 person, a preacher of righteousness." In connection, he's taking these evil angels, putting him in the Tartarus, the lowest part of hell, the abyss, I believe someplace in outer space, and I'll show that to you in just a moment. You say, what are you talking about? I thought angels were out. They're not bound to. Well, there are evil angels out. And I talked about that. Evil angels are attacking all the time. We better be aware of that. Remember in the times of Jesus Christ, what was most of his ministry? Casting out demons. Much of his ministry. You know what a demon is? An evil angel who takes up habitation in a human body. That's a demon. And so he was dealing with that. Those are evil angels. But these are a group of 200 million evil angels that were put aside waiting for that day of judgment to come. Go to the book of Jude, the book just before the book of Revelation. The book of Jude, look at verse 6 with me. And the angels, which kept not their first estate that was around the throne of God, likely in the Garden of Eden, but left their own habitation, that would have been the heavenlies, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of that great day. Notice verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner. In like manner to what? Well, how they acted in Sodom and Gomorrah is exactly what the evil angels did. In like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh and setting forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Okay, if this didn't happen in Genesis 6, tell me when evil angels had fornication as a part of their activities. Fornication. We call fornication today when a couple, man and a woman who are not married, have a sexual relationship. We call adultery when married people, maybe not with their same mate, their mate, but they with another person's mate have a sexual relationship. God calls it fornication. And fornication is any sexual activity that God forbids. Now, when did angels do that? In Genesis chapter 6. And God said, I'm going to wipe out 1 billion of you. Everybody except 8 souls are going to be left on the earth. Everybody else will be wiped out. So the reason for the flood, evil angelic activity, Satan's malicious contamination. Go back to chapter 6. I want to show you one more thing. Look at the ark, starting here in verse 14 of chapter 6. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms that shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, that's 450 feet. The breadth of it shall be 50 cubits, that's 75 feet. And the height of it shall be 30 cubits, that's 45 feet. That's how large the ark was. 57,000 square feet. 1.5 million cubic feet. The size of 20 basketball courts. The size of 337 boxcars on a train. I think you could put a couple of animals in there. How about two of each kind? Well, let's see. Let's talk about the animals. Go here and let's see what it says about the animals, starting in verse 19. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. And they shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing on the earth after his kind. Now that phrase, after his kind, is very interesting. They did not have 37 varieties of dogs. They had two dogs, a male and a female. And you go, with two dogs, you know, you can interact and get all kinds. Heinz 57 dogs are the best dogs anyway, so. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. They're going to come in the ark. Now notice what's going to happen, verse 21. And thou shalt take them and enough food to feed them and yourself. It says, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it unto thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And so he gathers up food. Now, he didn't have to gather up a lot of food. He had to gather up food. By the way, the time, as you study chapter 7 and chapter 8, put all the numbers together, 377 days, 1 year and 12 days. It's how long they would be in the ark. And so he got enough food in there to feed his family 377 days. And he got enough food in there to feed the animals about 2 days. Well, how do you know that? Why would they not eat for the next 375 days? Well, let me tell you why. They had a delicious meal. He fed them as much as they could take. They pigged out, not to use a pun, they pigged out with all they could eat. And then they went to sleep. And they hibernated for that more than a year. How do you know that, man? I read the 8th chapter. All those that were going in 2 by 2 came out when the door opened after everything was dry 2 by 2. If they hadn't gone in there, had a delicious meal, and gone to sleep, when that door to the ark opened up, 10,000 rabbits would have come out. Have to read in between the lines, of course, but read it. You see what was going on? Read it. It's dynamite. It was a worldwide flood. Have you got chapter 7? Go here to verse 20. Well, go start in 19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth and all the high hills that were before the whole heaven, under the whole heaven. You get that? Under the whole heaven. All the high hills under the whole heaven were covered 15 cubits. That's 22 and a half feet. 15 cubits upward did the water prevail, and the mountains were covered. Every high hill, the highest hill on the earth, whatever it was at that time, and I don't believe there were a lot of high hills, but whatever the highest hill was at that time, the water was 22 and a half feet above it. It was a worldwide flood. That's the flood, the reality of the flood, the reason for the flood, angelic sexual activity with women. Let me show you the retribution from the flood. Go to the book of Revelation. Let me remind you over here, this first microphone stand represents the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trumpet of God sounds, and we're out of here to be with him. The rapture, the next activity to take place. And then after that's going to be a 7-year period of time. 7 years of terrible holocaust. Holocaust on the face of the earth. Half of the earth's population, 3.5 billion people, are going to be killed. Plus many, many more will come to death. The Bible talks about in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13 and verse 8, 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed. Listen, the worst Holocaust yet to take place on the earth happened 65 years ago in World War II, when Adolf Hitler killed 6 Jewish million people, because he was trying to set up a kingdom, false doctrine leading to that. By the way, that was 1/3 of the earth's Jewish population at that time. In World War II, there were 18 million Jews. He killed 6 million of them. That left 12 million. We have today approximately 12.5 million Jews upon the earth. The next Holocaust will kill 2 out of every 3. That's 8 million plus Jews yet to be killed. And it's all a result. And what happens from that flood activity? The retribution from the flood. Evil angels playing a key role to kill Jewish people.
The judgment of the flood was because of evil angels committing fornication. God did preserve 8 people, Noah and his family, in order for the Messiah to be born to a young Jewish girl. However, those evil angels will be kept in prison until released upon the earth to kill the Jewish people. The worst Holocaust yet to come, as recorded in Revelation chapters 9 and 12. Next week, we'll see how God will keep these evil angels from annihilating all the Jewish people on the earth. This is a very important study that you do not want to miss. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of today's Bible study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...